darkness, everybody, everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody,
when the darkness comes, we all.
The darkness didn't want him.
Booty Warrior was like, Cody, I'm coming to play.
I could sabotage my internet. Somebody's internet shit.
It was him. That was his message. That was his code he sent. He said, wait, we're going to come tonight, people.
That Cody had that man still on pause for me. I'm on my way. 28 days, nigga, and I'll be there.
Get that booty hole riser ready. The docket.
27 and counting, nigga. Don't you just keep on counting. Don't. Have that booty and that man still ready for me. But hey,
so it's okay.
Oh, this ain't Man of Steel month. Cody, we'll get that in time for you. Don't worry. Okay?
Oh, lovely.
This is not Man of Steel month. No, people. This is the Darkness History month. People talking about, oh, you're going to talk about the same shit y'all talk about. No, people. We got a topic every week, and for this week, we this is the Darkness presenting Black Stereotype Week.
Black Stereotype
and
Week?
Get a hallelujah from my Darkness brother.
Why don't you put in some fried chicken and some grape juice?
God damn it.
You know what? I am drinking some purple shit. I ain't gonna lie. This Miami hot sea heat right here is burning me right now, so I gotta give me some purple drink real quick.
Why am I here?
Oh, man. Hold on. Hey,
before we get into that, let me first ask this question. How's my Darkness brothers doing? How was y'all weekend?
Relax.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. It was a great weekend, man. Just
happy fucking birthday, CJ.
Thank you, man.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, CJ. Yeah,
I really appreciate it. You know, I got two more years before my life is over, so it's all good. I'm gonna let all the darkness really take over.
I always say there's always four significant ages in a black man's life, and once he makes it past 30, then he can know he'll be safe for the rest of his life until die.
I know.
Right. So yeah.
I want to stay off the stereotype list, so hopefully I'm doing pretty good. I just got two more years to retirement.
Damn, five more years if I can hit that. So I've been nervous, paranoid, and shit. So, then I'm gonna be a nervous motherfucker though. So, but no, that's awesome. I'm glad you guys had an awesome fucking weekend, always.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
Oh man, my weekend has been fucking phenomenal to say the least. You know, I mean, some people just like, hey, P1, don't let 2014 get you down, man. Fuck Podcast Awards, okay? Because I done two things.
Hey, you still on that shit? Goddamn.
Hey, shut up, Cody. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. That's okay. I'll draw you on that damn photo next with films. I know your cheekbone structure, Mr. Michael Ealy. I've been studying you. I watch your show. last night I was in talks with some sponsors here, and Movie Spoilers might have another sponsor. So that'd be wrapping up tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm gonna be doing my little guest radio interview show with leave a spotlight right. I can't remember the name of the station, I ain't gonna lie. I've been drinking right now, so.
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to find out the history and the untold story of Movie Spoilers. I'm going to be like, oh, shit, I get to keep it raw on this bitch now.
you done already?
I know, right?
People are like, how's that different?
Par for the fucking course.
You don't know the history. So I'm talking about from day one, before this motherfucker even got posted. Yeah. Oh, there's a story behind that, but people don't know that, though, because that's been kept in the darkness.
But should they know? Should you bring it out to the light?
Oh my!
Are they ready?
Hey, they asked for it. I have to give them what they asked for. It's gonna be some.
Oh,
Movie Spoilers begins.
It's gonna be some spoiling shit on there. Let's say the least.
I hope that we ended with the whole excitement of seeing you in that Spider-Man 2 trailer. I think I don't know why you were fighting Spider-Man out there, but
Did you not see? Because he tackled me, and then he made me lick his hand, and then he wiped my hair. That's why.
Okay.
That's why. Shit, my hairpiece was looking good, and he fucked it up. Okay. What you mean, why? people, I'm in lovely Miami right now, and it's fucking lovely out here, I must say, man. I've had a bomb-ass time out here. I mean, granted, it's expensive as fuck, but... But my flight and shit was free, so I shouldn't be bitching about it. So.
No, can't bitch about that.
Yeah, especially when you travel as much as me or CJ does, you get all these mileage points and shit added up. You know, you don't really pay for shit these days. So.
That's perks.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've had a great weekend. You know, it's been a good 2014. You know, fuck you, podcast. Letting that go.
I totally agree with you, man. This has actually been a great year. You know, getting this show started, laughing, talking about it. And we're getting ready for another new show that's coming out next week, too.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going to get like a double dose of some Darkness Deads and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Me and CJ. You're going to be hearing a lot more of me and CJ together now once we come next week now. We got some new shit coming. Well, some shit that was... already knew, but it's coming back now because
right.
so it's coming back. But you know what, people? Because first of all, number one, we got a shitload of questions. We got a shitload of questions on my page, my Facebook page, my Twitter page. People has been asked. They've been like, "Darkness History Month. Gotta ask this question. Gotta ask this question." So we're gonna get down to that later on. But let me go down and break down here. We pretty much gonna go over most of the stereotypes, not every goddamn stereotype, because we'd be here for another goddamn 8 hours or something. We'd be doing a goddamn Oscar show or something if we did that. You know, we're going to cover things from, like, Superman 3. I know CJ wanted to bring that up, you know. Cody probably not sad because that man still didn't get brought up, but that's all right. got shit like How High. So this is what happened when brothers get to Harvard. All right, cool. All right. Madea's Witness Protection. The movie that made me regret being black.
Oh, well, all Madea's.
Norbit. Probably the most embarrassing black role ever. Transformers 2. How do you make spots?
Fuck.
Robots. Cody, see? Robots.
Yeah.
How?
I wonder is Michael Bay, man.
And then the beauty of it all, too. Soul Plane. The movie. And then we might even wrap this up with a little 10-15 minute talk about our favorite movie of 2012, Django Unchained.
Fuck.
Oh.
Here we go.
Yeah, oh my Lord. And then we're going to get to y'all questions and comments and all those good things y'all got to say about the darkness.
Right. All right.
Do that laugh, CJ. I love that laugh. That darkness laugh. Oh my Lord.
Damn. Out of darkness, man. It just spreads. That's what it does. It spreads through my soul.
Damn. Speaking of Spider-Man 2, somebody just sent me a message right now just saying, I saw that new trailer. You were Electro, right?
Stop telling jokes.
Well, right back. Yes, I was. Come that nigga didn't give me no check then. Anyway, so which film do y'all want to talk about first?
I say let's start up and work our way down. Bro.
All right then, let's start with that Superman 3. What the fuck was them two niggas doing in that movie?
Now, the first thing about Superman 3 that we got to bring up, the stereotypes about pimps. And this guy's hanging out on the street.
Mm-hmm. randomly, too. By the way, it's a made-up city. So they just happened to put this random-ass pimp right next to the phone booth so he can go, "Woo, that's a badass outfit, man. Woo."
Okay, now one, definitely, there usually are brothers out there just sitting out there on their Cadillac or whatever you call it, you know, just having a good time, and then they see something and they want to make a comment on it. But
the funny thing is, though, were the first two Superman movies a comedy?
They were silly as fuck, but I wasn't like, qualify them as
comedy. Silly as fuck. Well, they're silly as fuck because one is Superman, so it, obviously we've seen it done. Well, period. Yeah. It was still silly as fuck. Yeah. So I mean, so I mean, I guess Superman.
Yeah, I guess Superman it's a nation character.
Straightforward.
Right.
Yeah, he gonna be silly as fuck no matter what. I mean, we didn't see him in a good version be silly as fuck in Superman 1, dude. We didn't see him where they took it silly and been silly. We didn't see him took it serious and still be silly. So that adaptation is going to be silly no matter what. But and plus, I will give it was the 80s and 70s. So everything was silly as fuck. So
right.
Except for Predator. No, wait, Predator was too. Shit.
Nah,
Predator. I ain't got time to leave. What the fuck?
Yeah. But I mean, okay, look, that whole scene, that scene just stuck with me for the rest of my life, because I don't understand why Superman just flies up, where he flies from, like, the ground or something, and it just random ass,
hey, Jim,
and I'm like, what is this?
What the fuck? Where did that nigga come from, though, first of all?
Who wrote that? Or,
yeah, I want to know who the fuck wrote that. That's my biggest question.
Did they write, or was that some type of improv where, like, they were trying to fly, and then they were too afraid to tell this pimp to move his Cadillac, and then they see Superman, and they're like, woo, Superman.
I think that was Richard Pryor's brother.
No.
I swear, you know, that's the biggest what the fuck question in all superhero films is, who wrote that part? Who? I don't give a damn about Ghost Rider, Daredevil, Elektra, all them bad superhero movies. Superman 3 was the one where you just go like, who wrote that? Because that movie came out what year? Back in the 80s. And yet that one stick with everybody the most, that one scene. Don't nobody remember that movie at all except for that one scene and Richard Pryor being in it.
Richard, right.
Exactly.
Right, Richard Pryor.
Exactly.
It was a bad Richard Pryor comedy. I don't know why.
Do you remember that poster? I know me and CJ.
Oh, yeah.
I know me and CJ talked about this on that dead show they call D&W now.
Damn.
But, darkness, baby. It's in your heart. But I know me and CJ talked about it. You remember that poster of Superman carrying Richard Pryor into the sky? Richard Pryor had this jigaboo look on his fucking face.
Right. Good googly moogly. Oh, lordy, lordy, Superman, please don't drop me.
Oh, I thought he was going to say the line, woo, that's a badass flight you just took off on. Cody, you look that picture up and you tell me that
shit
don't look.
I look at it right now. What the fuck?
You look at it right now.
I totally forgot about this poster.
So since you're looking at it right now, what did you take of that poster?
I don't know.
Look at it. It looked like Superman throwing black people out of America. That's what it looked like. There's nothing American about this poster.
It looked like he dropping them off of Michael Fassbender. He's like, woo!
Superman was in 12 Years a Slave. He caught that one guy and took him and sold him to Michael Fassbender.
There was a part where Chiwetel Ejiofor tried to run away, and then he wandered off into the woods, because they live in the woods and shit. He wandered off in them woods, and he saw all them white people about to hang those other niggas and shit. I think that was Superman in the corner. He was just looking like, he was like, boy, did you just try to run? My super hearing just heard it.
And this is your god, Cody. This is your god. Remember this.
Yes.
Cody told me he loved that scene where he was falling back into the sky and they just showed the heavens and shit like that. He was just like, Cody was like, that's so true to my religion.
You know, if they,
wow.
If they made,
I saw him tweet that. I swear. Look at the tweet.
Hashtag super god.
Hashtag I love Superman.
No.
Hey, CJ. Hashtag I wish he was carrying me instead of Richard Pryor.
You know, we need it. That's what that would be Cody's new picture if we get Craig get some money. If I Craig have the new Superman have Cody and then fly him in.
God damn it, man.
Except we got the new Superman. It's got to be the Man Still Superman.
You know, this is going to be a horror film. Just like, you know how Superman can fly backwards in time?
Yeah.
You know, what he got to do is just keep flying back in time, capturing black people and dropping them off his paper.
Hey, you know what?
I would watch that movie.
He's got the speed to do it. He's going to be like, silly nigger, you tried to get away. You saw what happened to Richard Pryor now. You saw what happened. Yeah, he was like, he was having the time of his life. No, he was confused. He didn't know where I was taking him. He was the first.
You know,
he really does look confused. I'm looking at his shirt right now.
You know, in this movie, they had, wasn't it the movie that had the drunk Superman fighting himself?
Oh, his name is Hancock. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's another one.
That's another movie. Since we on the topic of superpower beings, we finally get a black hero that's like straight, clean cut and everything. And then there's when the movie starts, and it's like, this nigga sitting on a bench and a bum and a drunk grabbing a women's ass. It's like, damn. And then all the white people are like, that's a good movie, man. Will Smith did it. Like,
and not even that, his weakness is, wait for it.
White women.
White women.
White women. White women. I don't give a fuck how they try to shake that around. We're from another beings and shit like that. Bitch, you white, okay? What you're trying to tell me is that Hancock is Billy, or a phenomenal one, or a CJ, or even Cody for that matter. Cause, and we pretty much, our weakness is whenever we're around a white woman, our power is just diminished and we lose all sense of it.
Now he was able to screw her and then run. Because when he ran, he got his speed back.
Oh, yeah, ain't that a bitch, too? Like, you lost your memory and you left. And I don't...
Right.
That's the equivalent.
Just like a real relationship with a white woman. If you stay too long, you start losing your strength and you're in danger.
And then
that movie is a metaphor.
Oh, also, too, CJ, people will hate you, too. Black women will hate you if they see that. So... Damn, Hancock is the most racist movie. They had whoever wrote that got the best subtlety ever, because he hit that shit, man. He M. Night Shyamalan that shit, bro.
Yeah, he did.
Hidden twist for your ass, right?
Miracles. Who said that, man?
You're echoing Ted and Glover's shit.
Ted Glover said that shit every day. That's a saying for him. Shit. He says it 100 times every morning. It makes his teeth white. Shit. No, that original Superman, man. That's Superman 3. That, out of all the original four Supermans, that was the one that I remember the most. And the only thing I remember about it is that it's a badass outfit, woo, and Richard Pryor's black ass, and that poster. It's amazing how darkies can change your whole movie perspective. And
Richard Pryor, in the beginning, like, he gets off a Greyhound, he's selling, like alcohol out of his trunk, out of his car.
He's bootlegging out.
Then they take this Negro and have him go skiing, you know.
This nigga got off that bus bootlegging off the fucking back of his car. Ain't even a good 20 minutes into the film. Oh, my Lord. And then they got the nerve to make this nigga the villain and then put this gay-ass poster out of him being carried off into the sky like he Lois Lane or something.
All bad.
That was one of the first embarrassing things of superhero films and black people all together. Fuck slavery. This is more...
That's why black people don't believe in superheroes no more.
We thought Hancock was going to bring it back, and look what we just thought about that now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Everybody talking about they want that black Green Lantern. I'm like, I don't know if I want that, because I could see him working at a KFC or some shit like that right now. Then that's what the ring chooses him, because he makes the extra crispy chicken spices.
Oh,
he
God.
Has the herb spice as well. So I'm, you
know. All right, so now people... You gotta know. Just imagine. Just go watch Superman 3 when he becomes evil, drunk Superman. Mm-hmm. Imagine if he gonna come after P1 or myself mm-hmm. and try to take us and throw it back in time.
No, he gonna like, say we gonna me and CJ gonna see each other in fucking robes and shit like that with Michael Fassbender whipping our ass and shit. Boy, you better get back to work over there. They're like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm.
Great googly moogly.
I said, boss, I'd get my as soon as I'd be like, man, I ain't doing shit. And he whips CJ. Boss, where you want me to put this at?
I don't care how much of a man you are. If you get hit with a whip, you're going to do whatever anybody says.
Hell yeah. We all black shit. We got black parents. They all whooped our ass or something before.
Right.
I think my mom one time picked up a Hot Wheels track and threw it at my ass, something like that.
What the fuck?
She like, Hot Wheels, beat this.
She said, it's beating away to your ass. That's right.
God damn.
She's probably like, want to make a movie? Right. It's going to be called Hot Wheels on Your Ass right quick. I say, boy, you better not ever do that. Or how about when you go to the back, go, you know, I got to beat you. Go cut me a stick off the peach tree in the backyard. You bring her back that little one, you be like, you see, now I got to hurt you now because you brought this. I got to go outside and go get it. Why you get the big one? The little one would do just as damage. Help! Boy. That door closing, next you know, you're like, I got soundproof fucking house, boy. You better get on your fucking knees right now. She said, we've been to slavery. We know what it feels like. It'd be used to us if Superman came and dropped our ass back off and down.
Like, the fuck?
I know what it's like. But now, after we done talking about Superman, let's move on to I Get So High.
So high. It's the only thing I remember about that fucking movie.
Good.
I remember it was awful.
Yeah.
It was pretty fucking. This movie came out the same time that Lord of the Rings came out, and that was the first time in the theater I've walked out of two movies.
Wow. It's about contrasting movies. My God.
Oh, hell yeah. I remember both of them because everybody at the school, I was in seventh grade. I remember this like it was yesterday. Everybody saying, you still haven't seen that? Oh, it's funny. Even the white people tell me, you should see that movie, man. You should fucking see that movie, man. You are late to that motherfucker. I know you are, bro.
Fuck.
I remember watching that, and the first nigga I saw was I Need Money. I was like, all right, boo-foo. Stereotype City. That's what that movie should have been called. Good Lord, man.
This movie makes Friday look like Malcolm X.
Friday was Malcolm X. Damn. I thought Friday was Martin Luther King. Shit, I remember that. That was a good black movie. Man, I remember this movie as if it was yesterday. I was like, is what happened when two brothers make it to school. They have to cheat their way through, and then when they do make it there, they act like the most coonish niggas I've ever seen.
Well, this is kind of like a superhero movie, too, because this movie was saying that if you smoke a lot of weed, you got super smart, and you was able to go to Harvard.
And a ghost comes and talks about weed and shit, too.
Yeah.
See, this was the black version of American Pie for black people.
Yeah. Oh. Jesus.
We know who got the short end of that stick right there. I mean, it's pretty much every black thing in there that you can think of. I mean, from prostitutes to Asian stereotypes to a black dude that's just finds the president's daughter, and all of a sudden, I ain't gonna lie, I like that black. I don't even remember her name or whatever, but shit.
Oh, yeah.
That one that Red Man hooked up with, that's a fine ass black woman right there. I don't know what the fuck.
That's a fine ass bitch.
I mean, even today, chicken looking good. Mm.
Wow.
Really? Like, fucking really?
Oh, come on. Damn. That's the only reason why you should watch that movie, people. You got the one token black chick there who's apparently just like whiter than everybody else there, and you just like, and Method Man finds her interesting.
Right.
Very hard to believe. Okay.
And then her disapproving black father, who is a high councilman of the, or professor. You know.
Yeah, I didn't know what he was. I thought he was black or Italian. That was Terrence Howard before he was Terrence Howard. I was like, that nigga got that little Pierre mustache and shit. He's like, can you get off my... He was Stanley from Friday.
Yeah. You know, this came out in a time where there was a lot of movie talent to tell black kids to go to college. You had this, you had Drumline. I know, man, that movie.
Actually, I want to say this came out when another movie we got on this list came out too, which I was gonna say that for last, but fuck it, let's get into it. Soul Plane.
Might as well. Wasn't the same people in it?
I was about to say, yeah, didn't this come out the same year or was it like a year later? Cody, you know you remember. Come on, you know you was in theaters.
Fucker.
Your mom.
You know you try to live this life.
Your mom took you to that, and you know damn well he was like, oh, mom, yes. On. Soul Plane.
Which is a midnight screening.
I got the soul in me.
I would love to go to the world premiere. Like, how would you feel as a person, not even a black person, as a human being, yeah, going to the world premiere of Soul Plane?
Why would there even be a world premiere?
It'd be like going to the Source Awards or something like that.
That's worse.
That'd be like the Oscars that night when Pimps Got It Hard Out Here won the Oscar for Best and shit like that. That'd be like what white people thought of black people that day. It'd be like, who won? I thought this goddamn Academy Awards, not the BET Awards. What the fuck? What kind of shit is this right now? So that's what the equivalent of going to the world premiere of Soul Plane is like.
You know, when they were driving by, they had their windows up, and then, and they had, like, monkey sounds in the background, I bet.
My mother had surgery on her arm two years ago. I remember this. And I was in the hospital. I was in the hospital all goddamn day. I mean, it was a long time. So I had to watch a lot of TV, right? Boondocks was on a lot. And I remember this dude came in here and said, oh, Boondocks, this is a funny show. He said, he was like, that and Soul Plane kind of remind me of each other because they're all, it's pretty much the same comedy. I looked at him and
What? I remember on the social commentary that Soul Plane had.
I remember writing a message, either on Facebook or Twitter. I remember saying, well, this guy just told me that the Boondocks and Soul Plane is the same form of comedy. I was like, I think I've been in this hospital longer than my mom have now.
I think he was a patient.
Serious look on his face, too. And I was just looking at him. By the way, it was an Asian man that said it, too, at that. So that just goes to show you what other races think of our comedy.
They can't even tell the difference. Watching Soul Plane
around like it was a goddamn exorcist doll or something like that. I was looking, I was like, what did he just say? It's the same form of comedy. I was like, I don't ever thought I've ever got offended in the Boondocks. I mean, I thought it was smarter writing. I don't remember a plane that was on hydraulics bouncing up and down in the Boondocks. I don't remember a bunch of ignorant ass niggas running a airplane place.
You know what it was? He saw the episode when they spoofed the Soul Plane 2 concept with 50 Cent.
Yeah, but that's right. That's the thing. That wasn't the episode.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
It was the Martin Luther King episode on.
Right.
You know what? If you say he was Asian, you know Boondocks are drawn in Korea, so he could have been Korean. He already drew that episode in advance, and he would kind of give you a heads up. Maybe that's what happened.
Ah, I get you now. You know what? That dodgeball episode was the next one, so I can see that. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
It makes perfect fucking sense now.
He wasn't racist. He was just kind of give you a tip.
Or either that, or he was just racist as fuck. But, you know. But no, Soul Plane had to be the most degrading thing I've ever seen in black history.
Yeah.
I ain't just talking about this month. I ain't talking about my lifespan. I'm saying in history general of black.
You know what? Now, Soul Plane made it okay for bad black movies to go straight to DVD or Netflix.
Soul Plane actually was the first movie I ever saw where I realized what straight to DVD was. I was like, oh, so these are the type of things that should be happening. Okay, I get it now. But because it has Method Man, Snoop Dogg, Kevin Hart, all these other, I get it now, yes. And you people say, I mean, Kevin Hart is funny. You make me laugh.
He's funnier than Cat Williams, so I would say that.
Yeah. What was that?
He's funnier than Cat Williams, I'll say that.
Oh, you think he's funnier than Cat Williams?
Oh, I know he's funnier than Cat Williams.
I don't know about that now.
Have you been to Cat? If you go to one of Cat Williams' performances, he gonna try to fight somebody. He gonna come 3 hours late.
In Long Beach, back in 2009, I believe, performing in Long Beach there. Yeah, he didn't try to fight nobody that night. I know the one you're talking about though. When he was in Ohio, your hometown, brother got drunk and started fucking people. Kevin Hart, I'm sorry, that nigga, I'm tired of his ass. That nigga need to go away. He need to go away with the Eskimos. I'm tired of his fucking funny-looking-ass facial expressions he made, his loud-ass mouth and shit. Like, it's like, they got a good actor in here, this movie that's coming out, Michael Ealy, who can carry a movie his whole self, but every time that brother's in a movie, I swear, they put this little nigga in here with him. to act as if Michael Ealy can't hold a movie to himself, it's like, do you know who the fuck this is? Michael Ealy should be insulted. It's like, my career is much better than this nigga right here. And yet every time I'm in a movie, this brother has to be in it.
Surprised he hasn't popped out on Almost Human yet.
Oh, he will. Don't worry. Oh, Cody, how do you feel about that being his stunt double? His lookalike, his bullet shot, man.
Oh, shit. I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean,
you get hallway seconds.
Oh, Jesus Christ, fucking hallway.
Damn, so that's where Cody got that from. Mike Reilly does that. All right.
We'll pass this hallway shit.
Oh, we ain't never passed that hallway shit.
Yeah, I know.
As long as the Booty Warrior is looking for you when he get out on March 1st,
he's going to be
running through every hallway in L.A. till he finds you. He's going to be like, Cody, you can't run forever, nigga. That booty.
Oh, boy. All right, so that was so plain.
So plain, man. Oh, my God. Oh, you know what? Norbit. Now, I remember when I first saw this, I just got done watching Meet Dave. I was like, that movie was fucking awful. Nothing can beat Meet Dave.
Little did you know.
I kind of tuned myself out, so I remember going like, that was fucking horrible, but it's whatever. It's not as bad. And I remember watching it again on TV at home, and I was like, what the fuck was I thinking? This is worse than Meet Dave. This movie is horrible. I was like, this got to be the worst black adaptation of anything I've ever seen.
Nah, it was fucking dreadful.
It was hard to watch Murphy coming to America, my brother from Coming to America, Harlem Nights, Beverly Hills, come to this. I was like, what in the hell is this?
Oh, it was depressing.
That depressed black cinema right there. I think black cinema went away for a while until this came out. The Color Purple said, damn, we know we whooped a bitch's ass in that movie, but damn, did they make this movie? 12 Years a Slave saying, well, I don't know why people keep talking about, oh, our movie's so violent, whatever. Have you seen Norbit? That's fine.
You can your eyeball.
These we didn't whoop a bitch's eyeball. Oh, wait, they did. Never mind. At least we didn't hit a bitch in the ear. Oh, never mind. You know. Y'all get my point, though. Well, CJ, you see this movie?
I never saw Norbit.
Oh, my Lord. He's probably the best black man ever, then, if you never saw this. Keep giving that nigga chances.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm way past the fucking chance period. He
freaked
out of his fucking chance.
My last chance for that brother. That brother can't do no more, right?
Nah.
But
that fucker is dead to me. Sorry.
What was your experience when you saw Norbit, my brother?
I was fucking shell-shocked. I was like, wow, not only are there black stereotypes, but also Asian stereotypes.
I played like, by Eddie Murphy, too.
Yes. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Did you see this in theater or at home?
No, I saw it at home.
Okay. I had the privilege of seeing it both ways.
No fucking way I was spending money on that goddamn movie.
You know what the most insulting thing about this movie is? I remember the job I was working at this law firm at the time. All the black people liked it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I gotta say, since I started movies 4 or 3 years ago, I've had to go to a lot of black movies now. Horrible fucking movies. Some of the Medina ones.
Of course.
And I realized that black people like any fucking thing with another nigga in it.
Yep.
Yeah, they do. I don't know if it's a comfortability thing or what. I can't understand it, but hey.
I had someone quote me today. We were talking about movies, and he said, what do you think about that? It was a black dude, too. And I don't know what he was doing in Miami. I didn't know there was black dudes down here. Over my black ass. But I had a dude tell me, he said, so what'd you think of that movie Ride Along? I said, he's like, isn't Kevin Hart the funniest man in the world? And I said, well, if you want my honest opinion, I thought that movie was a piece of shit and he's a horrible actor. He looked at me and said, see, why brother always gotta be hating? See why we gotta do it? It's like,
hey. Crap's in the bucket. Crap's in the bucket.
So my initial response was, well then, have you seen 12 Years a Slave? I can't watch that movie. Now, let me, now let's back up.
Yeah.
Let's back up here. Let's backpedal a little bit. I'm the hater, but I'm the one that went to go see both movies and love one of them to death. I think it's one of the best movies I've ever seen in the past 10 years, to be honest, which had a black cast in it and a black director and even a black writer on it. But this nigga, just because this nigga's in here and there's other black Negroes in here. I got to love that movie for some reason.
You got to support some. You know the white man keeping them down. He knows this.
I've seen so many Madea movies where I ain't came out of it that black people didn't sit up. I've seen standing ovations in Madea movies. In
flip some shit.
Speaking of Madea movies.
And have black people ask me this question of, why didn't you like it? How come you just don't get, how come you can't go along with it? Do you have to hate everything that black people make? Tell them to start making good shit then.
Right.
Thank you. I hate to say it, but thank you.
After I went on a date to go, like, I went on a date with this one girl. She really wanted to see a Madea movie. You know, Chicago Young got a weakness. Why Did I Get Married To?
Oh, good Lord. That's a horrible one.
I don't even know if Madea was in it.
That hates that movie. He can't stand that movie. He said that made him stop going to the theaters.
Oh shit!
He wanted in to that Dark Knight Rises. I said, "You go see it." He said, "You know my rule, man. I don't go to theaters."
Oh god!
Continue though, CJ. Sorry about that.
So I'm in there and talking about stereotype. You know how they talk about this? Hey, black people talk to movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a Madea movie. You thought it was like a Disney sing along, like Frozen or something like that, where you can like say, "Oh, girl, yeah, hell yeah, don't let him do that."
Words. Mm-hmm. The words might as well have been fucking appearing on a screen with a bouncing ball following them and shit. You know, like a fall. You know what? No, a bouncing black Kevin Hart little head bouncing around with it to go along with the way people. Oh, it's amazing.
And you're in there, and there was this scene where I guess it looked like the husband was cheating on the wife or somebody, but Tyler Perry did such poor foreshadowing that you saw that it wasn't going to be that. It was going to be like the maid and the cleaner guy, and they were going to be having sex in the bed or something like that.
That brother
so,
does
like,
not know the word subtlety.
Oh, yeah. Nope.
He does not know the word subtlety. Like, motherfucking characters in all of his movies do not even 160. They do 280s. And they become completely different characters of where you just like, that brother was normal an hour ago. So is he trying to tell me that black men just like have flipping personalities where one minute they're going to be the sweetest dude ever to the next minute for no reason? They're going to start beating a bitch?
And then throwing babies out the windows and all that stuff. So.
Oh, go ahead.
No, so I'm in the movie and I'm like, he's not cheating. That's the maid. That's the fucking maid. And everybody they find out it's the maid, and everybody like, oh, that was the maid. I'm like, what the hell, people? What are we? Are we in church? Are we like putting our imagination away and not paying attention to the not even clues? Tyler Perry left the script on in the middle of the screen, and I was able to read the rest of the script. I'm like, okay, this is the maid. Wow.
Damn.
Oh, and she was mad at me. Like, she got mad at me.
It was pretty much like that episode of Walking Dead where the two lesbians came out and shit, and Wayne was the only one going like, oh, there were lesbians in the show? Oh.
It was exactly like that.
It's like everybody can telegraph this shit except for Wayne. I want to see if Wayne sees it. Because I know they don't get Tyler Perry movies. Well, next time he comes out here, we need to take him to see a Tyler Perry movie.
If my dignity wasn't so high, I would actually take some Tyler Perry movies with me and go down there and watch it with him.
Oh,
to Australia.
He might think that he'd be like, I don't see what you guys always been complaining about.
It's good shit.
Some good movies, shit. But you know what? That's a good ass segue that you brought up Tyler Perry, because now we're gonna get on to Tyler Perry, and that's what Madea's Witness fucking Protection and pretty much every fucking movie that nigga has ever made or ever touched or even in production of. Because I'm tired of giving that nigga chances now.
You actually gave him a chance, period, before?
I gave him chances because I believe that he has his own studio. This brother, I think this is what pissed me off the most about Madea's Christmas, is that this brother has his own studio, so he's not on a time frame. He can make the movie whenever he feels like it. He has the money to get the writers, the necessary camera work and editing and all that shit or whatever, but yet he tends to put out this half-ass black stereotype shit and then got the nerve to get in interviews and shit like that and be like, well, you know, I want to do stuff for the black community and stuff like, how?
Hey, sales, man.
He's setting them back so much. And you know what? I don't blame, you know what, if I was in that position. Because I know the formula.
Yeah, I would too.
I know the formula.
I would too, personally. But for him to keep coming out talking about, I'm going to do so much. It's like, you know, white people see your movie too. And it's the first thing they think of is like, that's how they act, you know. Because when I was in Madea's Witness Protection, matter of fact, 2012, every Madea movie I was in a theater with more white people than black people. Which actually made me want to run out the goddamn theater. I was, they were clapping and laughing and shit. Madea's Witness Protection, I've never seen anything so insulting to cinema. I mean, that had to be not even just black cinema. Cinema, period. Like, the people in the motherfucking caveman, when they were drawing designs on the wall and shit, would look at that and go like, damn, that's stupid. I mean, shit.
And they'll have Madea have, like, if... You have two relationships. You have people in a relationship. They're yelling, like you said. They doing a 180. First they happy and in love. Then they beating each other, trying to kill each other. And then they end up at church.
That movie got so insulting. Oh yeah, the way they crowbar a Madea Witness Protection church in there is by having the old white lady just goes every time the church bell rings. She goes, Negroes. Negroes, and then Madea would look at her and be like, why is she saying that? And then she finds out, the Negro spirits are playing. It's like, what the fuck does that even mean? I ain't never heard. We all got black parents once again. We've been to a black church. I ain't never once heard no fucking Negro spirits, okay? I ain't never heard that. Like, the fuck does that even mean?
Was she saying Negro spirituals or?
Negro spirits. That's what they say when they play the song, when the fat black women get up there and sing their ass off. Hallelujah! I want to hear the Negro spirituals.
God damn.
That's the most retarded shit I've ever. And then the movie just got even more insulting when they steal a plot line from Ghost.
Wait, what?
And straight up tell you they steal a plot line from Ghost because it ends with Madea watching Ghost and then saying, that's how we can do this. And then they copy scene for scene. How that happened. He's just like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow, I did not know he went to those kind of depths. My God.
Oh, my Lord. And then every one of his fucking movies now end with his fucking Looney Tunes circle popping up and his head sticking in that circle going like, I know y'all love my movie. I hope y'all had a good time now. Y'all goodbye now. It's like, nigga, we don't need you to give an introduction. This ain't a play, nigga. This is a movie. I mean, I respected the brother for once. This brother's got all this. He's got Tyler Perry Studios. He's got all his money. He's making bank, bank, man. I mean, black people go out in droves. Black people respect him. And then you see this shit, and you just go like... And then the saddest thing about his shit is when people ask you about it, and they look at you and go like, why don't you like his movies? I remember the Tyler Perry Temptation. These chicks was talking about, old-ass chicks, fanning themselves, talking about Tyler Perry's the only director out there doing stuff that nobody else does.
God.
Like, well, that's true.
Yeah, I was going to say that's true.
She was like, you brought up a subject of HIV, and I have never seen a movie.
Oh, no.
Her and then
a month later, Dallas Buyers Club come out. I like, yeah.
You know they didn't see that.
You know they
had that transgender? They got that transformer up in there. I don't watch that. That's not
transformer.
That's not holy.
You know what they're saying? It's like that's Vice Club. Don't you go see the better version? This is Tyler Perry Temptation now, girl. That's the shit you want to see.
Mabel.
I think it's a travesty. That didn't get nominated for an Oscar.
Mabel. You know they talked about that HIV vitiligo. You know, because those homosexuals, they be spreading that. Mabel.
That's a shame. You knew she was cheating on her husband, though, but you knew she should have stayed with him. That's what Tyler Perry was trying to say in the movie. That's what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating men, see? But he was like, not only the men cheating, though, the women be cheating, too. Uh-huh, girl, you know, because you remember when I cheated on my boy, right? You remember that, right? Yeah, I stopped doing that once I got my ass hurt.
I suck Deacon Tom and Dick, but,
I stopped doing that 2 years ago. You know I stopped doing that 2 years ago when I took my ass back to church. You know that, though, right? Cause I'm a church girl.
I was only ranching on Saturday, but I'm holy on Sunday, so it's all good there.
I was about to say, I used to date this black woman who used to love those fucking Tyler Perry movies, and swear to God, would tell people she a Christian girl, and I'd be looking at her like, bitch, I had your ass up on a pole last night. What the fuck you talking about? You a Christian girl, my ass.
Only on Sundays.
I remember when her mama tried to tell me what religion... That was the worst relationship ever. I was just looking at her. Her mama trapped me by saying, hey, let me give you a ride. I was like, nah, sorry, I take my old car. Like, I want to give you a ride. You know, I'm going to make this for you. So I was like, all right, fine, whatever. That bitch locked them doors and was just like, So what religion are you again? I said, oh, fuck. My black ass is a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
She said, that's weird. I said, why is that weird? She said, you don't meet too many black Catholics. I said, what the hell is the difference? What the hell has my race got to do with anything? I'm just saying, P1, I'm just saying. That's bitch, I'm a half-breed. Drop me off right here.
The Catholic zone is for whites and non-whites alike.
It's mainly for the Mexicans, honey. I'm just trying to tell you that right now. Are you trying to tell me you're Mexican?
They don't know any better, so they already live in hell, which is called Mexico.
I thought you were going to say L.A., but okay.
That too. That's purgatory.
They gonna, L.A., they going to get it back. You just wait and see.
Oh man, I can't wait for that scene of Breaking Bad to happen.
Funny when that happens, when that invasion happens, everybody's worried about the Koreans. They need to be worried about the Mexicans because the Mexicans is gonna take it back. They back. I've been watching them. I've been studying them. They are gonna get it back. Don't you wait and see. But you know what? Why don't we wrap our movie segments up of this with Transformers 2?
Oh fuck.
Damn. Now, we didn't talk about black people movies, but it wasn't even no niggas in this movie.
Nope.
Just niggas.
Tyrese. Yeah.
Mudflap and Skid.
Yep.
The ghetto bots, as everybody likes to call them.
The old tooth and all that.
I talked to a white dude when this movie came out. He was just like, they were racist? I didn't see that.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I said, really? You didn't see that gold tooth in them bed? He said, I thought they were being colorful.
Oh, like.
I said, you know what my exact words to him was? Is that a new word for nigga? What is that?
Colored. Colored is the root word of that.
Oh, okay. I said, damn, we done been called blackies, affirmative action, urban, now colored.
People.
Damn. I kind of wish y'all would just go back to calling us niggas now, because you got every goddamn other word. Affirmative action is the one that really pissed me off. I ain't gonna lie.
I got called an Obama Jr. once.
What?
I don't know if that a compliment or an insult. I couldn't tell.
This bum in downtown L.A. called me Obama and gave him a dollar one time. He's like, come on, Obama, give me a dollar, man. He's like, man, you know you sexy like him. Come on, give me a dollar. I was like, what the fuck? Funny thing was, I was with Jeff and Jason at the time, and they were just like, yeah, Obama, give him a dollar. Like, shut the fuck up. but we all saw this in theaters, right? I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Even after that bad first one, for some reason, mm-hmm. I don't know why.
You kept going.
Had to fucking see it.
Just gave Michael Bay a chance. You know?
Robots and explosions, man. Michael Bay, he's a man. He know what men want. But he's not a black man, so he knows what black men don't want.
The funny thing is, people always talk about Michael Bay Transformers movies. You know, if you even go back and watch the Bad Boys films and all the rest of his films, that nigga always stereotyped black people in his movie. I mean, I don't give a shit how fun people say Bad Boys 2 is and Bad Boys 1 is. There is some unnecessary dialogue in there where you just look at them and going like, why did Michael Bay have them say... They just said that to be black... raunchy and funny or stupid or something. Like, I was like, there was even no need to say that. Like, it's supposed to be intense, and then yet Will Smith was just shout out some black nigger shit or whatever. He's just looking at him like, who wrote that?
it seemed that Michael Bay is the explosion version of Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree with that.
I see that, yeah.
Yeah.
Which
I'm working with black people. You know, I'm gonna explode the word nigga. I just can't wait to have nigga and explosion.
That's why they need to team up together and call it Nigga Explodes.
Oh god!
That's the next blaxploitation film coming out. We had Django Unchained. Now we got Nigga Explode. So
I would watch that movie. You know what? I really would.
What was y'all first thought when y'all saw? Because them ghetto bots come on like the first 10 minutes of the film. You know.
Bro, dude, I was speechless. I was like, wow, he really went to this fucking level? Like, I know he was bad, but I wasn't expecting this. I was like, dude.
He should have had a ghetto bot and a redneck bot, and he's having both of them.
Oh, yeah, he did that in the third movie.
Yeah, he did have a redneck bot in the third. No, they gotta put them together.
He might as well take them little ass gremlin bots and make. I mean, them pretty much the same damn robots, if you will.
Yeah, basically.
They're pretty much the same robots as Butt Flapping Skids. I don't give a damn what nobody said. They say the same damn things they say. I mean, only thing difference is one missing a gold tooth. Instead, the little one is missing teeth. I mean, it's the same damn bot. It's like, that motherfucker said, yeah, I took Mud Flap. He gave an argument. I will pay somebody $10,000 if they find Mud Flapping Skids in Transformers 3. I want my motherfucking $10,000 because I saw like four of them motherfuckers in there. That motherfucker.
Yeah.
He straight up argued and vetted people that if you see Mud Flapping Skids in the movie, and yet you see like six other racist franchise bros. He's just like, okay, so you took the black ones out, but then you stuck some Irish and Scottish ones in here now. Don't get it at all.
I can see Optimus like, all right there, where are the ghetto bots? I'm missing my hubcap.
Jazz was the most insulting thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. Oh, I forgot about Jazz. God damn.
I'm glad they killed him.
Somebody asked me, don't you think that Transformers 1 was at least decent? I was like, hell no. Nope. I got one word for that. Jazz.
Will you come out breakdancing? That's it, dude. I'm done.
What's up, fool? One. I put a cap in your ass. I said, why did he just say that? Why don't we
well,
even
know?
No reason.
Some of them left on the radio on BET and urban radio stations. That's why we talk like this. Except me.
We come from a highly advanced alien race where we can learn anything, but yet
anything.
We learn the language through the radio. And we didn't learn it from the same radio station. We each picked one that we thought was interesting. And this one just so happened to pick Power 106. With Big Boy in the morning. Jesse Ortiz and all of them are there too.
I'd love to see the Autobot that just did nothing but listen to Rush Limbaugh and stuff. You know what the Ultimate Prime is all is a communist.
They had that. His name was Bumblebee. That's why the nigga couldn't speak.
Oh, okay. You know that makes too much sense.
I like his last line at the end of the movie. Permission to speak, sir. Permission granted, old friend. I was like, what is it, slavery? What is it? What do you mean permission to speak?
That's my nigga.
Damn, what the fuck is that? And then the nerve, the bullshit of Jazz, too, is, okay, he dies. Matter of fact, he's the only one that dies, too, out of all of them.
The only one.
And the way he dies, too,
it is so pathetic.
The way he dies, he's shooting at Megatron saying, you want a piece of this? Come get this then. I'm just like, why is he talking like that still? And Megatron rips him in half. Now,
and then Megatron actually says, like, I want two-piece meal. And then he rips him.
I want some coleslaw. Damn it.
I want to dip your hot sauce there, Jazz.
Now, people are probably saying, now, what's your problem with him dying? Okay, here's my problem with it. Now, after he splits him in half, he throws his body pieces on the ground like he ain't shit. Bumblebee loses his fucking legs, and yet he still lives through the whole movie. Not only that, in the second movie, he gets legs back. Because I don't know where the fuck he got his legs from. How come they didn't fix Jazz? You even remember it. Ratchet came out. Matter of fact, his name was Ratchet. What does that tell you? First of all, just thought, Ratchet comes out holding Jazz, talking about we couldn't help him, like holding him in the most disrespectful way I've ever seen in my whole team. We couldn't help him. He just threw his fucking body on the ground. I was just like, what you mean you can't help him? But you can help Bumblebee. You can get into his legs back. Where the fuck did you find these legs?
Oh man!
Optimus with his bullshit ass speeches. Well, we lost one friend, but dang many.
He was only part of the black part of the world, so we didn't care.
Oh man!
The whole movie calling Bumblebee old friend and all this shit. When Jazz died, well,
yeah. Sometimes you lose it. Yeah. I mean, you lose a Jazz. So.
Some you lose some.
Yeah,
they should have just inserted Ving Rhames' voice in and just said, better him than me. Because they didn't give a fuck about Jazz. And then the ghetto bots come out. I remember saying this when I saw the second movie. It can't get worse than jazz. I'm going to tell you that right now. And then someone said, well, it can't get worse than jazz. I said, no, it's about on par with jazz.
You know what happened was, jazz, he had sex with like some kind of like automobile or something. And the kids were, that was his children. So they really were black stereotypes because then, you know, they didn't have a dad.
You know,
dad was jazz.
Right. He had sex with that Cadillac that pimp had in Superman 3.
Yep. Yep. Full circle.
And out came fucking Volkswagen Jetta's mud flap skid. So. Oh, whatever the fuck them two cars was. Fuck them cars.
We don't die, we multiply. And we can't read.
How the fuck did two of them get found? That's what I'm talking about. And then, they're not in the movie, but we're not going to explain what happened to them. Why you just didn't kill them in the second one? Nah, they can't die because these ones going to sell toys to the kids. Kids going to want to act like them. You know, they going to be there. And he's like, God damn it, shit. Somebody told me, white chick, that was the funnest movie I've ever seen in the summer.
Oh, like, my God.
Lord, fucking man. Christ. I was like, really? She was like, what did you have wrong with it? I was like, man, I hate explaining why I have problems with these movies. And then I told her, she was just like, they're just robots. I mean, come on, yeah, you really think he was trying to stereotype? I was just like,
yes.
How did you not see that?
Clear as day.
Like, in my face. I mean, Optimus Prime talking about he got some British fucking accent. Well, you know, the needs of the many outweigh the... Nigga, why would you say that? It didn't make any sense. He's just speaking childish now. That's why I hate Star Trek so much. You know what?
Right.
I didn't talk enough about that. I mean, you know, everybody knows that movie, actually just media history, there's always been something. I mean, whether it's the fucking, I guess we got the sassy black women.
Mm-hmm.
The mystical, magical Negro.
Yep.
The drunk / crack addict, Hancock. Or Chappelle, for that matter, too, actually. Tyrone Biggums. But we've come to learn in 2014 that this is just going to keep happening. There's no stopping it.
Yeah, people eat this shit up, unfortunately.
Yeah, because people pay to go see that shit. It ain't going to stop like the darkness. It just ain't going to stop. You know, I mean, nope. This year we got Jamie Foxx's Electro. I mean, that's insulting enough right there.
I mean, he does got his Trayvon Martin-y, so we'll see how much that happens.
He got a hoodie on and everything. I was like, why is he wearing that hoodie?
It'd be funny if Spider-Man kicks him through a Skittle truck and then flies into some tea or something like that, and he dies that way.
It's like movies these days now. It's like we're trying to make our characters hip. They don't need masks. Right. So what's the equivalent to a mask? Oh, yeah, a hoodie. Let's put that on.
Yeah. I know. Even the Ninja Turtle got a hoodie. One of the new Ninja Turtles. He's wearing a hoodie around the waist.
Myers had a hoodie. Why? I don't know why.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That nigga wandered around bushes and shit. Then finally, the last 20 minutes, decides, you know what? I'm going to put this mask on now. So it's like, huh. So he does have thoughts of putting that mask on. Okay. So
you know,
Alvin and Chipmunks.
You
know, that's another one.
Yep.
Oh, back to Transformers. Megatron.
Oh, oh I forgot. He did.
Megatron had a hoodie on. All right. So Transformers 3, that nigga had a hoodie. Matter of fact, he didn't have no parts in that movie whatsoever except wearing that fucking hoodie and fucking with other robots. That's it. I mean, I remember when that Australian bitch got in his face. He took that hoodie off. He's like, bitch, what did you just say?
Don't you ever
sass me, bitch. Don't you ever sass me. And our favorite... black stereotype is the niggas that got to put on a fat black woman dress.
God damn.
Every black comedian has put that dress on.
Except Dave Chappelle. He's on that theory.
Actually,
that
Dave Chappelle has put on a dress before.
Really? He lied.
I forgot what name of that movie it was.
Really? I don't remember this.
I can't remember the fucking name of this movie now. God damn it. Man, oh.
This Negro, he goes on Oprah and says, that, like, I ain't wearing no dress. Yeah, I can be a famous black man and not wear no dress.
And that nigga has put a dress on before. I was like, damn, I can't remember the name of that fucking movie. All right, if you find that Oprah comment, just read the comments. I'm sure they say it in there. If you find that Oprah interview, I'm almost 100% sure you'll find that movie now. I can't remember the fucking name of that movie now. Jesus Christ. All right, that's going to eat me up now. Yes, but every black man has... CJ's going to wear a flat black dress soon. Don't worry.
Hell yeah. If I'm going to be famous, hell yeah. I'll wear... Shit.
Tyler Perry can bring his black ass to me right now and say, put this on. And I'm like, I ain't putting that on, nigga. I'm about to pay you $100,000. Well, you want lipstick on, too, with that, or what?
Put your heels on, too.
With the heels on, too, nigga. He wants to watch your dignity. Fuck my dignity. I ain't got
So you see the zeros on no check?
Every man has his price. So
$100,000 about to have some dignity real quick when I spin that shit. Spinning rims. All right. Watch the motherfucker spin.
Well, all right then.
But you know what? Now we got to talk about our favorite movie now. You know what that is, though. Django. Django.
I think we may have to save this one, man.
We can go on for that for like another 2 hours.
we can give it 10 minutes. That's 10 minutes.
All right.
10 minutes. CJ, you saw it in theaters, right?
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, I saw it the day it came out on Christmas Day with Mama Bear, Grandma Bear, and Sister Bear.
Lord, you took great. Damn. Oh my God. Oh my God. I want to hear this story. What did y'all think?
They all loved it.
I'm sure they did.
Loved it. I mean, it was, but the funny thing was there was almost a race war in it because I was in Chicago when I was watching the movie, and I guess this white guy was kicking this black guy chair, and then the black dude got up and said, "You know what? They all think they own us. They don't own us."
Damn.
Damn. Shut up. Shut down.
You got a slave war going on in your theater. Shit.
I would have loved it if Django would have had a slave war breakout. I would have loved to have been in the theater.
Yeah, you should have been in the theater with me and Cody and Lena.
Oh, that was an awesome experience, actually.
That was a very awesome experience. I remember the look every time something happened. Me and Cody kept giving each other. We were just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, everybody like laughing and shit. We were just like, what?
It was funny because every time the word, the end, now, cause first of all, we was the only three black people in there.
Right.
That's a fact. I can tell you that right now. And every time they used the N-word or anything like that, like, people was in there laughing hard. And then we was just, like, sitting there, like...
Okay.
And then every time a comedy thing did happen, we were laughing. And then everybody else was just, like, not laughing at all. I was just like, all right, these niggas is racist up here. They want to hear that N-word. Well, I remember seeing
now,
that.
Now, to be fair, I'm not going to, I didn't hate the movie or nothing like that. I just thought it was just a silly, it was just trying to be a silly movie or whatever.
See, the thing but is, Tarantino has came out on multiple times saying, I didn't make that to be a comedy or silly. I made that to be an inspiration and silly. See,
that is the biggest bullshit I've ever heard.
That part what got to me.
See, I was mad about the movie, but mainly about the main character, how much they tried to hype up this main character, which was Jamie Foxx. But
hey,
then when he came out and said that, and I was just like, well, then those laughs I did laugh at didn't mean the damn thing. Then if he meant this to be serious, then he's the most racist nigga I've ever met in my life. Okay, because he can't tell me he sat up here for 3 fucking hours and watched this and thought that this shit was serious and that he was his exact words quoting. I made this movie to make a black hero and inspiration for black people. How the fuck is he an inspiration when you got a white man that does all of his talking for him? Even takes out the main villain and all that shit, and all
right.
He does is just at the end of the movie is have a shootout with a bunch of unknown niggas.
And I
go ahead.
I even liked what's his name, the doctor, whoever that guy's name was,
Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, I liked him more than I liked Jamie Foxx. So
yeah.
he felt that for me.
Yeah, I'd like the acting in it was great, except for Jamie Foxx, and that was the. That was the whole point of the movie was supposed to be about Jamie Foxx, and yet I still don't get that today. A lot of other races are complaining with me saying that you didn't find him to be a strong character. What about, remember when he shot all those people at the end? I was like, that movie is 3 hours and 10 minutes. You didn't tell me that last fucking 20 minutes of him shooting people, that's why I'm supposed to feel inspired. I said, niggas is doing that today in the streets of Compton shooting niggas. Okay. If I need to go sit for 3 hours and video, all I gotta do is turn on a Channel 11 Fox News, okay? Shit. I can feel inspired all fucking day, alright? You was right, CJ. Tarantino needs a team up with Michael Bay because I don't think he gets what a black inspiration is supposed to be. Now, mind you, he is a white man talking this shit, so. I'm making a black inspiration for black people. How the fuck are you doing that? By making us the butler?
Well, hopefully Michael Bay, Quentin Tarantino, and what's his name, Tyler Perry, they can all get together and make the ultimate whatever.
Oh, Lord.
Bullshit.
I'll be pissed to hell then. I think we would just implode.
You know what? If that happens, I quit then. I ain't seeing that movie. I tell you that, Rob, I'm not watching that movie. Okay, that's got to be down. They just instead of just giving it a movie title, I didn't call it the Stereotype, the movie. There you go.
There we go.
But you guys, you know what? We've been going for an hour now. You guys ready to get in some questions and comments now?
Let's do this.
Wrap this up. You don't have to say that, Cody, because our show is better than them now. Okay. Anyway.
I didn't even think about that.
Our show's still here.
Said it.
You remember the comment last week, Cody? We're better than them now. I actually got that on a shirt now. We're better than them.
Oh, shit.
Let's not do this. That's what I call it now. First comment, though. Question comes from Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid. He says, I'm only going to read half these because there's a lot of these motherfuckers, but P1 and Chicago John is Daft Punk. I can picture that right now. And I do see Cody as for real, or probably Nile Rodgers, if he buys some fake braided hair.
The fuck?
He ain't got to buy it, Mac 2.0. He can just go to Wayne and get that wig from him, you know?
That's right, I guess.
You don't see that, Cody? Come on now.
I don't, but hey, if that fills out people's fantasies, and sure, why not?
My fantasies are you and the Booty Warrior and Man of Steel and Hall.
God.
So I'm sure that I think Nile Rodgers is the most common fantasy they got of you right now. You just wait till March 1st comes around, bro. I don't want to be on that episode, but anyway.
Oh boy,
calling that Cody Day.
Oh Jesus.
Got a response to that from Daryl. He says, Cody can borrow Wayne's. You see? Told you. See? Cody can borrow Wayne's wig and pull off Nile Rodgers. P1 can be Manuel. Chicago John can be Thomas. And Martin Thomas can be Pharrell. LOL. Have you guys ever done karaoke? And if so, what was your best performance?
Wow.
Oh. Well, of course. Four. I have.
Oh, boy.
What about you, CJ?
I did CeeLo Green. Oh. Fuck you.
Of course.
Or the song. What?
I did it really well too, man. There's actually video on my Facebook page and me doing it.
Mine would be let's see. I did Beat It. I did Michael Jackson Beat It when Lena was out here for our thing or whatever. It was like real late and I was drinking a lot, and then they was playing that song for some reason. They had a microphone and just got up and started dancing and shit. Actually, I found the video clip for that. I found a lot of video clips with us of shit we did. Thinking of posting it, but then realized, man, there's a lot of offensive shit going on in these videos too. I'm thinking about it though. How about you, Cody?
I got a little story about this actually. This goes back a while back. No, it's not about Man of Steel, surprisingly. Motherfucker. My best friend, he's Mexican, and when we used to hang out a lot.
You Mexican? What the fuck? What? I ain't Mexican, nigga. What the fuck?
I wasn't referring to you, bitch. Anyway.
Oh, okay. You said best friend, bitch. Hey, you told me I was your best friend, man.
When did I say this?
Oh, you said it the other night when you were drunk, remember? You said you're my best friend.
Oh, yeah, I say a lot of things when I'm drunk, man. She's gonna let that pass.
Hey, CJ, you ever know when niggas get drunk and shit, they start grabbing you like, man, let me tell you, man, about you. This nigga Cody in San Diego talk more about me than I did about me. I was just like, damn, all right. I was like, I know this nigga ain't gonna remember a damn thing. And sure enough, I asked him about, look, you don't remember, she just, when did I say this? Continue, nigga.
Anyway, sometimes he's over his uncle's house. His uncle's house. And one of these nights, I got really wasted, and they had a karaoke machine up. And the karaoke machine was all Spanish music. Now, mind you, I didn't know a damn word, but I know how to pronounce everything. And so I was up there singing my ass off, and apparently I killed it, so... Yeah, that's
in a good way or a bad way?
Oh, a good way, actually.
Okay, I'm about to say, we don't speak nigga terms on here. You got to speak English, man. Killed it. What is that, slang for like...
I didn't know that.
What is that type of
terminology? Yeah. But all right, fair enough.
Exactly. Okay. Okay. Well, you killed it. Okay, you killed it. This is a Mexican music. You sell out. Anyway, next question. Ain't your best friend, huh? Lying motherfucker, you. All right. See about that. We'll move your ass next time now. Next comment here, question comes from Holly. She says, well, I love you too, Chicago John. We can hate that piece of shit called The Amazing Spider-Man together.
Oh.
Do you and P1 have any excitement for the sequel or this franchise? Of course I do, bitch, because I'm in it. No, I'm just playing.
That's the whole reason why I'm buying my tickets, so I can go there and see, support P1.
Funny, yo. I like Wayne. He's like, I'm going to wait till the credits to see if I can find his name. It's like, nigga, you don't know my name. If you sit through the credits, you might get another bullshit-ass stinger that you don't know what the fuck they talking about. So,
you watch The Walking Dead again. You're like, oi, I wonder why did Rick come back into The Walking Dead with Spider-Man. Like,
I'm serious. That had to be the worst thing I ever saw. Was in the midst. So I was like, I don't know what the fuck they talking about. Even in the simple ones that it's like annoying to see, it's just like, at least I understand what's going to happen in the next one. It's like, with this one, I was just like, and then you look up online and the director's like, we're saving that as a surprise. I'm like, I mean, fuck you. How are you going to show a stinger and say, it's a surprise? Why would you show it then, bitch? No, I don't have any excitement for it. I personally just don't give a shit.
You ain't excited to see yourself running, tripping, and fighting Spider-Man?
Most likely, I'm gonna see it a month before everybody else, and everybody ain't gonna see my black ass in there. So all I know about that movie and that franchise is my check clash, so that's all the fuck I need to know about it. Other than that, I don't give a shit, cause especially if it's horrible, I ain't associated with that at all. Especially if I give it a fuck it again. Alex, he says, do you guys think Hollywood will come up with a film worse than Soul Plane?
Ooh.
They did. It's called Medea's Witness Protection. You should go watch it sometime.
Yeah, they won't stop. They can't be stopped. It could be another one.
Yeah, it's called Ride Along.
God damn.
Every year, Alex, it's one of them. Trust me. I mean, you can go back to saying Soul Plane is like that's got to be the worst one, but every year there is a film with black people that you just look at and just like put your hand over your head and be like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Every year. Every year. Wayne, he actually has a question. I don't know why. Shit, you know, I don't like Whitey's on this show. Do you think it's time that Movie Spoilers and Dragon will create the first Darkness Awards show?
Shit.
Hosted by a man so afraid of the darkness, he even lost one of his eyes to it. Forrest Whitaker. Nah, Forrest is busy. He got to get ready for Gravity 2, Defying the Eyeball. we can have an award for the best speech or line which used the word darkness in it. We have the Oscars, the Emmys. Why not the Darkies?
Oh, Jesus.
Darkies.
Wow. The Darkies are people, Wayne, so we can't call our awards that. We'd have to come up with something else. But I like where your mind is at, though.
I don't.
And Forrest Whitaker, no. He was a turncoat nigga. I don't know if you saw The Butler, but I don't trust that. I don't want that nigga nowhere near any darkness or anything like that. If we brought him on this show, he'd probably be like, "Now you better stop making this show and make nice with the white people now." And be like, "Nigga, hang up on that motherfucker right now." How about CJ? You want to do an award show?
Well, we got all next year, so we got plenty of time to plan for it.
All right. Next one comes from Nick. Says, "Yeah, I'm not really that much a fan of the X-Men series anymore, but my question for you, gents." Called those gents, okay. Yeah. Would be, is there any franchise or trilogy out there that you're not a fan of but people love? You already know mine.
Oh, they know. They know what created the darkness.
That fucking Lord of Rings and Hobbit, that's one of them.
Mine's just gotta be the Star Wars, the original trilogy.
All of them. I would say all of them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I said trilogy, so I'm just doing it by just the original. Oh.
I'll do all.
Because I enjoyed it. Go ahead.
X-Men. Fine. But then again, I'll...
The original trilogy? Oh, wait, did he say film series or a trilogy?
He said trilogy or series.
Oh, okay.
No, he says franchise or trilogy. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah. I'll do X-Men and, or Hobbit or Lord of the Rings or even fucking Star. Yeah, Star Wars is a good one too. That shit is boring. I'm sorry.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get how that created sci-fi today.
I still think the Knights of the Old Republic games are the best thing that ever happened to that franchise. But that's just me.
I would agree with that, my friend. I would agree. You know what? Them games is better than the movies ever produced.
Oh yeah, by far.
Yeah, you're right.
By far.
Even the what was the new ones that come out now?
The Force Unleashed, you mean? You're talking about?
Yeah, the Force Unleashed. I fucking enjoy those better than I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
It's like, next question comes from Carol. She says, never mind. This one's for somebody else, but she said a question for Martin, but, you know, he ain't here, so. Gotta save
that
one. Stacy, she says, Martin and P1, how would you feel if Gravity or American Hustle won the Oscar and 12 Years a Slave didn't?
Fuck you, Stacey.
Damn. Our style.
If you saw Stacey, you wouldn't be saying that, but...
maybe I would still say it.
Yo, you'd be saying it all right. You'd be saying it all right. I know I've said it in my sleep a couple of times. Anyway. That girl got a serious chest congestion. Anyway. I would be pretty pissed off, to be honest. I hear a lot of black people. You know, we just got done complaining about a lot of black movies, and now we finally got one, and motherfuckers talking about, I don't want to see that. I can't see that. It's like, you motherfucker. Somebody told me they didn't want to see it. And I explained to him, they said, well, it doesn't count because he's not even from America. I was like, what the fuck?
What?
Steve McQueen is from, he's UK, he's a Briton, so.
Well, this after that Coca-Cola commercial or something that just made people go crazy.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, no,
you heard about that, right, P1?
That was me in that commercial, and Cody.
Oh, really? Okay, and that's why they went crazy.
That was me, Cody's booty warrior, and I was holding the man of steel. That was Cody laying down. He had a Man of Steel copy on his chest, and his daughter came and fucked with it, and he looked at him and was like, bitch, what's wrong with you? I love this thing more than I love you. Shit. I conceived you to this movie. Shit, it was an accident. I was watching that lovely Zod fight, and then next, you know, something happened and I let loose on me. Shit, you was conceived in the hallway, bitch. Shut up.
You were conceived in the hallway.
What? Oh boy.
Next one comes from Django.
Oh, and by the way, Stacey, I'm just joking. Love you. You know, all that good
stuff. Oh, you can love her, all right, shit.
Oh, okay.
$7,000 worth of titties you got. Anyway, next. shit. Man, oh, my God. Django, he says, hey, since my movie Django and Chain is in that. Okay, fuck this nigga. Next question.
yep, there we go. Let's keep that.
Cynthia, last question I'm going to read off here. She says, God, I love this show so much. I wish I was black. LOL.
The fuck?
Cynthia, you'd be getting pulled over left and right. Trust me, you don't want to. Everybody want to be a nigga, but don't nobody want to be a nigga.
I'm glad you're not. We can get black in you, but that's about it.
Oh,
you know?
Jesus Christ.
I already put something in there back when I was in Vegas.
Oh, anyway, never mind.
I was fucking with you.
Wow.
We get some hallway seconds?
No, I'm not Cody. I do it outside. I have morals. I know
people. Oh, boy.
I do it outside in public. Where it's allowed to make noise. But she says, has there ever been a moment that you wish you guys weren't black or ashamed of being black? And what is one thing that black people do or say that bother you guys the most? P.S. Keep up the awesome work, guys. And she puts this in all caps. I fucking love you. And I'll say it again. Better than let's do this, Ella.
I love this girl.
Over the side. So what?
Yeah, one thing I would say, I never really felt ashamed of being black because I personally, I don't really you know, throw myself in that, you know, in any category just to say, like, oh, I'm 100% black, this, that, and the other. You know, I'll just say, you know what, I'm a person. I think everybody is beneath me except, you know, P1 and Cody, you know. I think of myself like a king, you know, like I'm the last of the Mo-Negroes out there, you know.
Hey, our ancestor came from the Molo last Mojico. But you know what? I'm glad you answered that because something did make me ashamed being black. That's called Madea's Tyler Perry Witness Protection. That shit made me so ashamed so quickly to see that. I remember I didn't even have a hoodie on. I found a hoodie somehow and put that shit on and ran out that theater. I was so scared of people just looking at me and asking me questions about, is this how you guys act or whatever? I was so fucking ashamed of that. I never was insulted in any form of genre of just watching something. So I was ashamed that day. And what is one thing that black people do or say? They keep trying to convince me that motherfucking black shit is just hilarious. It's the most goddamn like ride along. It's fucking horrible. Or any Tyler Perry movie. It's like, oh, why don't you like it? Why are you hating? Bitch, you can't even spell hating. You spell it with an N at the end and put an apostrophe over that bitch. So it's just, don't tell me what hating is. What about you, Cody?
No, I've never been ashamed. Never had a reason to be ashamed. But as far as like what black people do that, wait, what was the second part of the question again?
Was one thing that black people may do or say that bothered you the most?
Oh, trying to convince me that modern rap music is still good.
That what? Oh, yeah.
I'm just talking mainstream. This shit here on the radio all the time.
You know what's more insulting than that though is that, trying to convince you that you listen to that. Still.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that's true. I'm English. Fuck, man, it's bad.
And someone else in the Daft Punk, they was just like, what's that? It's like, you don't listen to you know, you don't listen to new Kanye or Kendrick Lamar. I was like, who?
Wait, you're like, Drake?
No. Like, talking about that Degrassi nigga? No. No, not at all. It's the most annoying fucking voice I've ever heard in hip hop history.
Oh my god, thank you. It's like a chipmunk going through puberty.
Jesus. He had his video playing in a fucking taco stand one time, and I was watching it, and I was just listening to it, and it was like, I was like, he's dragging his fucking voice. I was like, oh my god.
He can sing too. I'm like, dude, fucking stop.
I don't know if he's a singer or a rapper. What the fuck is he?
I don't know. He needs to stop whatever it is.
You know, some nigga listen to this and y'all got some horrible music choices in there, nigga. You know? Why can't y'all be like CeeLo Green over there and just not say it at all, you know? people, then that's a wrap up for the darkness area. This episode, darkness was in a stereotype week. You guys got any last words to say?
Well, thanks to everybody for sending out all those questions, man. Did we get them all?
Nah, we didn't get them all. I got a lot, actually.
Yeah. Damn.
I did 10. That's good.
Well, all right, well, next time, people get them in quicker.
Actually, I got 9 in because somebody asked that question about from me and Martin, but I was like, yeah, I'll save it. I got 10 in there. So, yeah. So, people, yeah, Cody, you got anything else you want to say before we head out here?
Yeah, I'm still dreading the rest of this month. But, people, thanks for listening.
Oh, you and, have no idea.
Black music is what you want to say, too?
Yeah, that too.
So Man of Steel and Drake and Kendrick Lamar for Cody. You know what to get him for Christmas this year, people. All right, so. Hey, the darkest month has begun. Darkest history month is about to, well, it ain't about to end yet, but this episode's about to end. But you guys need to catch us next week for the Darkness Presents Wicker Week.
Oh, boy.
Darkness, baby. Next week, guys. Later, bastards.
Later.
Goodbye, y'all.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody. Darkness. When the darkness comes.